We want to remind everyone to join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Reza, the Syrian government recently acquired the opposition rebel forces' battle plans and other valuable information through some sophisticated spy craft. Namely, what did the Syrian government do?
Man, if only we had an expert on the Middle East to answer this question.
I'll give you a hint. Hello, I am Cindy. I am 25, and I want to meet rebel leaders in your area.
Oh, nice, nice. So they pretended to be hot Russian wives looking for gorgeous husband with lots of chest hair.
Something like that. The Syrian government or espionage agencies pretended to be sexy ladies online. So you're a rebel in Syria, taking a break from battling the tyrannical government by chatting with girls online via Skype, or their favorite site, dating site, Anything But J-Date. And they'll get all friendly, and the rebel, the lonely rebel, asks the girl to send a picture, and when the picture arrives, it carried malware that stole all the battle plans and other information from the rebel's phone.
Wow.
Isn't that clever?
Gosh,
it's like
very clever.
It's like a modern version of the Trojan horse, except these guys wanted to get lucky with the horse.
Like, and they have time for this?
Yeah. It seems weird. It seems like a strange, double life to lead.
You know, I got to tell you, the thing that people don't know about jihad is it's a lot of sitting around.
Really?
It's a sitting around and waiting.
It's like being in a movie set.
It's a lot, yeah, exactly.
It's like, where are the jihadis? Oh, they had a union-mandated break. Yeah.
They're at craft services getting snacks.
Yeah. The worst part of this story is that some of the rebels, you gotta feel sorry for them. They're still hopeful. You know, like, sure, she stole my coordinates and then shelled me. But I really felt a connection. I think I still have a chance. Coming up, there ain't no mom like a soccer mom. It's our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.